From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Last album was 2017, so, but I've not heard one of their albums since 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to do some catching up to do. Prong is the official theme song of the TGO Radio podcast.
It's, yes, it is.
Test by Prong. It's the last song on the album Cleansing, which I'm reading here came out in 1994.
There you go.
God damn.
It's the last song on that record, huh?
It's the very last song, yeah. Of the early albums, of the first three or four records, Cleansing is the best one out of that first three or four.
Which one's got Snap Your Fingers?
Cleansing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whose Fist Is This Anyway? Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck, Cut Rate. That's a great record. That's a good album. So that's what Prong is. So I mean, maybe I can get behind on some Prong. Queens of the Stone Age has a new album out that is...
Yeah? Not good?
Yeah, I think maybe Josh Homme needs to dedicate his energy to not throwing his wife's, his ex-wife's new boyfriends off of the second balconies of malls in front of Apple stores.
Jesus Christ.
And maybe concentrate on some music a little bit.
Wow. Well, that guy's got kind of a problem, doesn't he?
Well, you know...
He's not. This is not the first time he's been in trouble, right?
Well, I don't know the honest answer to that question, but I know that Nick Olivari, the original bass player, was kicked out of the band for smacking a woman around.
I thought Josh... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, so that was... It's kind of a quiet irony now that Josh Homme is trying to throw guys off of balconies at the mall.
Well, I thought Josh Homme was accused of doing something with a child or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, I must be thinking... Sorry, I must be thinking of somebody else then.
They have a child... Him and
okay.
They have a child together, and so maybe something happened in front of that kid, but I don't want to tell.
I don't either. I don't.
Jeff and I just had a 20-minute conversation about liability if we expand the show, and now we're slandering one of my favorite musicians.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I don't know the honest answer to that.
Okay,
but
I could very well be thinking of somebody else.
Josh Homme's had some trouble recently,
and that's
all I know, so. And that new album, and you know how much I love Queens of the Stone
Age.
Yeah,
right, right.
Not great.
Hmm.
Not great, the new record. But I saw him on tour for Queens, or Songs for the Deaf, and in Chicago.
Yeah.
Took an ex-girlfriend with me. And it was, and this is many years ago, absolutely phenomenal.
Did Dave Grohl drum on the tour for that?
No. No, early, in some of the early shows he did, but by the time I got to him, he was off the tour.
Okay, okay. Well, I was hoping he did to see some him. Nice work on that record,
his,
man.
His God drumming damn, on that album man. Is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's Songs for the Deaf. As far as Queens of the Stone Age is concerned, is a masterpiece record for me. I love that album, and you know I love it.
Make Us Look Good.
Man, did I send you the thing from that band, 55th anniversary of Songs for Big Pink the other day, where he was the guy was remixing the original tapes, and he was getting into how there was bleed over from Levon's vocal track into the I didn't send you this?
No.
Oh, Jeff, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Is this like a documentary or something?
Trying to find out if it is part of a fucking documentary, and I can't.
God, that sounds awesome.
Oh, Jeff. Oh. Yeah, it's. Yeah, I'll send you that when we're done recording here today. Hey, everybody, welcome back to TGO Radio at the 15-minute mark.
Yeah, hey. Just in case you didn't know what you was listening to.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't know who we are by this point, why are you listening if you don't know anything?
Exactly.
It's Brian, Doug, and Jeff. Doug reach around in his corner to my right, to mm-hmm. Jeff's left, kind of hanging out in the corner. We see this every week now, but man, the Coca-Cola people have really got it dialed in, man. I mean, they've...
Remember?
That's a good piece of business.
We're looking for some sponsorship here, folks. Remember that when you, early on in the show, you, Blackberry.
I tried hard to get them, man. I love that Blackberry. I loved having a Blackberry. Did, God, I loved
yeah,
it. Oh, I loved that
phone.
Yeah,
you like that fucking thing.
I did. I had two of them.
Two?
Two? Two? Yeah, I had one, you know, the regular keyboard, like the Blackberry had. And then the second one I had was the touchscreen. It was all touchscreen Blackberry. But the glass screen floated. So you would type and it would kind of move around under your... Dude, it was the tits. I loved it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't have it for long, though. It took a shit on me. So I went to Android then, because Android had a phone that was a touchscreen and like a Blackberry.
Yeah,
it was a Droid Pro is what it was called.
Yeah, yep.
And, yeah, so...
You've never done Apple, have you?
My last job, my work phone was an Apple.
That's right.
In fact, I own an Apple phone. I own an iPhone now. It's just sitting at home. I bought a case for it. It's just sitting at home.
What the fuck are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Maybe I'll get it going one day. I don't know.
Okay. Burner phone.
I am overdue for a new phone.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do at all. Let's see, shit. Oh,
got
baby.
My fucking stomach tamed, I think. So yeah, well, goddamn.
Fucking dog. Earlier in the life of this show, we do some, you know, fourth wall stuff and try to be like, hey, everybody, we got to, you know, another studio down the hall from us and shit like that. You remember all that bullshit we used to do?
Oh, yeah, man. You
the Arab station down the hall?
Guys,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
hated
yeah,
them
yeah.
fuckers.
Yeah. And that was kind of, I don't know that we ever sat one day and just, hey, I got an idea. It just kind of came organically, but it was a gimmick we kind of hung on to for a while. It was stuff like that. And now we just go, yeah, we're recording two shows through the middle of July, and then we're taking 2 weeks off, and then it was going to be done by mid-October.
There you
go.
Fuck you.
I don't think we ever insulted the audience and was, you know.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, unless there were Arabs listening.
It was just silly. Just silly stuff, you know. But now we'll tell you the truth because we're old and there's no point in doing fourth wall stuff anymore.
Nope.
Doug, comment?
That motherfucker, you
I
know,
gotta tell you something.
As much shit as I give him, he's done a great fucking job on this show.
He's not a day one guy, but he may as well be a day one guy.
Boy, he's two.
Yeah.
Or season two, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
He was there for the election night in 08.
In 08.
Yeah.
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 It was Ron Mexico for that 1 year, and then
six episodes, and then
he disappeared.
Five episodes for Ron Mexico.
Yeah.
How that guy became a legend in the podcast business, I have no fucking clue.
Fuck him.
Because he did 5 episodes with us. That sixth episode I did with just me and the girl.
Yeah. Nobody's ever heard that, right?
Nobody.
there's something that would be a moneymaker for us.
So, God, I hate to say this because I might change my mind, but the show at that point, now this is season one, so this is 2005.
Jesus Christ.
And the show was basically three segments. The show would open, we'd chitter-chatter for 20 minutes, play a song, do a second segment the same way, do a third segment, play Frank Sinatra, and we're out. Okay? And that was pretty much the show. It was not great by any objective standard. Jeff left the show early in the first season, I think. I don't know if you left or your wife told you you were leaving or one or the other. I don't remember what happened. But I was at my taking my son home from his mother's house to his mother's house one night, and there was some girl there. And I can't tell you her name. If you gave me $1,000, I couldn't remember her name. It was Barb something. Her pussy stank.
Ew.
Not when she was with me, but eventually I heard tale told. But anyway, she was hanging out at the house, and we were kind of having a funny conversation. I go, do you want to come over and do a – I called it a radio show back then because I hated the term podcast. Podcast sounded very basement-y. So I would never say podcast.
No, we always did refer to it as radio.
But that's why it's called TGO Radio, because that's what it's – that's – I never wanted to call it podcast. I said, do you want to come over and do a radio show with me? And she was like, yeah. And she came over. I basically sexually harassed her for 2 hours. We drank – played a couple of songs, and then when we finished recording, I went out of character. I said, you know, listen, you're a great sport. Why don't you let me take you home? And that was it. Didn't try to fuck her, nothing. And, you know, I was in character for 2 hours, and it's just...
Is there anything funny in that show?
Jeff, I don't know.
Have you listened to it since?
Not since 05. No. No.
And basically, just to edit it?
Edit it. I'd do more editing if I touched it tomorrow than I ever did in 05. It's I can tell you this. It exists.
Yeah.
It still exists.
Sure.
I've not listened to it in... Now, since we're doing 20th anniversary shows in Vegas, I have thought about playing some of it for the 19th anniversary show next May.
No, I think you ought to leave it. And if we get this thing going and boost this show up, leave it as something extra that people can.
Jeff, when I tell you.
People are going to want their money back.
Jeff, just my memory from 05. It was we've listened to season one stuff on this show. It's not great. It's bad.
It's terrible.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Because we're two guys. No, we're trying hard. You know,
we're trying so fucking hard.
Right. Yeah.
God,
now what we try to do is make each other laugh. But back then, we were trying.
We just wanted to be DJs.
Yeah.
Shock jocks.
Well, somebody asked me. I told the story on the show. Are you guys shock jocks? No.
No.
But I've not heard it. I mean, you know, it's... my voice was so much higher back then, and somebody, it's just.
You sounded like Dennis Miller.
The cha cha. Yeah, you got a life to lead here, cha cha. Now that first episode in particular, I was trying really hard, but you know, we still do it after all these years. We're still sitting across from each other. We're still dropping ass like children and.
Remember when we recorded earlier, I was telling you, or I guess I didn't say it on the show, but I found some old pictures.
Yeah.
I found some pictures from, what was the house, the one that you just came from to this new one? I forget what name we had for it. Not the place you're in now, but the one before it.
Oh, it was Lovelock.
What was it?
Lovelock.
Lovelock.
Yeah. The Lovelock Estate.
The Lovelock Estate. Mm-hmm. I've got some pictures of you from that.
Really?
Is that when
we were interviewing the goat?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I forgot all about that.
Mm.
Might have been, actually, because that was then, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Quack like a duck, baby.
I forgot all about the fucking goat and your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the best fucking videos around.
That I mean, it is
running around in that red, white, and blue Speedo.
And I will link to it.
His nuts around.
I will link to it in the show notes if you've not seen. I mean, everyone's seen it by this point. It's old video of, you know,
the goat and your mom.
The song "Quack Like a Duck."
Quack like a
duck. Yeah, quack like a duck when you suck. And he's wearing a red, white, and blue like an American flag Speedo. He's got whatever around his shoulders, but at some point, a guy in the crowd comes up and just starts dangling just his fucking cock and balls. It is hilarious. Oh, if you've not seen this
video. He's
like
at some kind of backyard barbecue
or something. Just
a
backyard.
Redneck
I mean,
backyard barbecue.
Nothing surprised me more than that. The
fucking guy just.
To learn that that was a real band.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and we had that cat on the show.
We sure did. He was on tour. We fucking gave us tour dates. I mean, we were pros in that.
He was here, wasn't he?
He was
That's
here.
That's right.
We were going to go and we didn't.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. He was on tour.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess there, yeah, if that guy can fucking make something of that, then we really should give this a fucking go. But I'm going to need you to get the camera out and I'm going to need you to fucking, you know, diddle my fucking twig and berries.
Again? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know. Not everything has to be for something, and I understand that. If we weren't good at this, I would never bring it up.
Yeah.
It would just be something we continued to do. Because, I mean, look, we're going to do this forever. Every now and then I make some noise about quitting at year 20 and this and that. You know, and Jeff quits the show every 3 or 4 or 5 years. And, you know, it's a thing.
And on a pretty good streak.
I got to say, since when you moved out of Camp David to move in with Trixie, I went, oh, this is the real end, because it ended up not being. We just didn't record like we didn't record back then. We just didn't record for several months, and that was what we did. So,
how many shows did we record in the attic studio there?
Oh, boy, I'd have to. We called that the
Did
Ponderosa.
We do a, that's right. That was the. Did we do a season there? We do a couple?
We may have done a couple, and I would love to sit and figure out the timelines of the various
the
studios, because we referred to a couple back-to-back studios as the Meadows for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had Camp TGO, we had the Meadows.
Yeah. Well, we called it the Meadows, though.
Oh.
But it was at Camp TGO is what I called my home.
Right.
But the studio
was
the
Meadows.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
did we record it when you lived at your grandma's old place?
No, that was when I was driving out to Camp David to do it at your
That's
house.
That's right.
So
okay.
we started recording at Camp
That's
David
right.
seasons 5, 6, 7, and at least 8.
Yeah, well, I was there for 4 years.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah, yep.
And then election
We were
night,
upstairs for a few of them and then got that room.
And then we got that room downstairs dialed in, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great room to record.
We were still on old equipment then, though, weren't we? Or did we have this?
Season 8 was the first year we went to the modern setup.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Season 8 was the first year. We ran that old shit for 7 seasons, man.
That computer was fucking out of date when we started using it.
It was.
Jesus Christ.
Just a couple old guys sitting around talking about the old days. That's all we are.
I'll still drive past that fucking place.
Man, I wish you had bought that or
no, Camp TGO.
Oh, Camp TGO.
I drive past there and I think about, you know, you and I sitting there in that front room, especially now in the summertime with the windows open, coming up with this stupid fucking idea.
Still got test shows sitting around.
Yeah. Still wish we could get those Star Wars episodes back. That first test show.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not as good as I thought it.
No,
I remember it to be, but.
The one where you conducted the interview was actually pretty good. The one where I did it was the shits. And unfortunately, the one I did is the one that survived.
That survived, yeah. I forget what happened there. It just got erased somehow, or
it was a computer that
lost?
Wouldn't fucking save.
That's right.
It wouldn't save the audio, and then we tried it again, and it didn't save the second audio. the second file, and then we had the nerve to be stunned. It wouldn't save the second time. It was a bad setup back then, man.
All right. Well, before we bore these fucking people half to death.
Listen, that's why you're here.
Who, me?
No, the listeners.
Oh.
You know, O.J. Simpson is out there with some new audio for us this week, Jeff.
God, what's he got now?
Well, he's,
he's been providing a lot here lately.
Well, he's, you know, not as prolific as we'd like. I'd like to be able to do the juice every week, but he has got a long 4th of July video for us.
The gravy.
The gravy.
Thank you.
You know, he used to be called the juice, and then he got fat in the slam, and Jeff began to refer to him as the gravy, which is still a piece of genius.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly, on this extremely hot 4th of July here in Las Vegas. It's kind of a mixed 4th of July for me. I love the 4th of July, but as you know, a couple of months ago, I lost my last sibling, my oldest sister. And today...
Did you kill her?
Yeah, right.
You didn't kill her, did you, Juice?
Jeez. Somebody open up an investigation. Hurry up.
Yeah. I'm going to check for some bloody gloves and some footprints.
Oh, shit.
Some Bruno Mali shoes. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying go in with the lights flashing, but let's at least check it out. You know,
that's just not, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Sister. And today would have been her 80th birthday. We were going to have a big celebration because my birthday is next week. In any event, happy birthday, Shirley.
She can't hear you.
Yeah, she's, miss you. She's still dead, Juice.
No, she's dead.
She's dead.
Okay. I want to send congratulations out to
I'm sorry,
you're going to
send a what?
He's going to send
a congratulations.
He's going to send a congratulations out. And I will not sit here.
Congratulations.
That's right.
What a fucking
Ingrezious.
Stuttering idiot.
Ingrezious.
Exactly.
Okay.
We were going to have a big celebration because my birthday is next week. In any event, happy birthday, Shirley. Miss you. Okay. I want to send congratulations out to Ricky Fowler. You know, it's funny.
Who?
Funny. You know, I worked 5 years with Hertz. I worked for Hertz for 20 years, but 5 of those years, Arnold Palmer.
I worked for Hertz until I turned people into Pez dispensers, and then they had to let me go.
I decided to murder those folks.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to get revenge. What do you want a guy to fucking do? You want a guy to not kill his wife and
exactly.
the guy she's
Come
fucking?
On.
I bet Nicole Brown threw some pussy at you, too. Like, you take a look at her, I bet she threw it at you a little bit. You know?
I'm sure.
Oh.
I'm sure.
With me, and I was a big fan of Arnie's. I wasn't much of a golfer back then, but he then was my favorite golfer. And then, of course, Tiger became my by far one of my favorite.
That's because you both like white bitches.
Because you both slice.
Hack.
Come on, that was good.
Nothing's funnier than fucking the idea of Tiger passed out in a sleeping pill and and his fucking that little blonde wife wakes him up, beating his ass with his own golf club. That fucking entertains the shit out of me. God, I love that. Oh, it's so good.
What happened?
What happened?
All time, by far, one of my favorite golfers.
Never forget about Tiger Woods. He was so into fucking women who weren't his wife that he was dating a Perkins hostess.
Hostess, yeah.
I say dating in the loosest possible.
Banging a Perkins hostess.
Yes. And she's a six. That girl was a six. She was a five or a six all at her best. And was so into fucking women that weren't his wife that he pulled the tampon out of her pussy to have sex with her up against his SUV.
Oh.
That's Tiger Woods. Don't forget who that guy is. I mean, we've all been there, but, you know, guy had to get a nut. You think he'd settle for a blowjob or something, but
no.
one of my favorite golfers and athletes of all time. And in recent years, it was Bruce Koepka. It still is, for that matter. But I always cheered for Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler?
I guess he's a golfer.
Because he's a California guy, and because he's a good guy.
Just like you, so Gravy.
So he doesn't kill people, is what you're telling me. He's not a spree killer in the state of California, is what you're telling me. Huh.
Not a Ginsu chef.
And you know, you don't have to go too far to be a good person. You just
You don't commit murder.
You just don't cut your ex-wife's neck to her spinal column. Come to find out, that's all you really need to do is not murder. Yeah.
No kidding. That's all you got to do, huh?
That's all. Not
stop
beat your wife.
People.
Not have her make, you know, tearful 911 calls with kids screaming in the background. Don't beat your wife.
Huh.
And don't decapitate her because she was having ice cream with, you know, fucking Goldman on your couch. That's pretty much all it takes.
Because he's a California guy, and because he's a good guy.
Oh.
Everybody I've ever met.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Who has met him. And even when I hear him talk about him on TV, they talk about what a terrific guy.
Did they talk about getting to a point at all? I mean, is there any way we can...
Oh, shit. You know, got to wrap this up, Gravy.
I mean, what are we doing here?
He's been... In any event, congratulations. Now, I had an interesting conversation. A friend of
apparently won some tournament. I don't fucking know. Oh, jeez. You better go check. You know what? That sounded like an injury. You might want to go check on that.
I'll be all right.
Spends a lot. In any event, congratulations. Now, I had an interesting conversation. A friend of mine who spends a lot of time at the poker tables and betting the odds here in Las Vegas. He's a golf buddy of mine.
And he also likes to threaten his wife with murder.
Who's this?
I don't know, some guy.
Called me and told me, who is the greatest athlete of all time?
Stop. Pause. How can he so says, I've heard him say it two or three times now.
Called me and told me.
Athlete.
Yeah.
Athlete. Well, don't gratulate somebody. You fucking idiot. But no, he'll say, athlete, like he's fucking Thurston Howell the Third.
God.
Oh, God. Love it.
Athlete.
Now, I had an interesting conversation. A friend of mine who spends a lot of time at the poker tables and betting the odds here in Las Vegas. He's a golf buddy of mine. Called me and told me, who is the greatest athlete of all time? And I said, well, I'm thinking about it. He said, well, I'll save you the effort. He says, ESPN had him on, Joey Chestnuts.
the hot dog eating guy.
Oh. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Serious question.
All right, I'm listening.
Because OJ's mentioned a couple different times now, you know, this guy's a buddy of mine. Would you be friends with them? Just to say that you were friends with O.J. Simpson?
No. I'd be friends with him so that when I fully earned his trust, I could push him down a flight of stairs and hopefully he'd break his neck and die at my hand. You know why my last house was called the Lovelock Estate?
No.
Because Lovelock was the name of the prison that O.J. was in Nevada.
Ah.
All right, so I'm way into that guy losing his life and freedom and everything. I'm way into this cocksucker being. So OJ's friend thinks Joey Chestnut's the best athlete in the world.
And who's Joey Chestnut?
The guy that wins the hot dog eating contest every year.
I hate those fucking things.
He's a competitive.
They're so gross.
He's a competitive eater.
Yeah.
And he is, now listen to me, he is in that corner of existence a legend, but I don't know if it qualifies as athlete necessarily.
CN had him on, Joey Chestnuts.
Chestnuts?
No, it's Chestnut. He's just a doddering old asshole.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut.
Do you think Juice kills his wife in his sleep?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
He just dreams of that fucking, he's just slicing motion.
He's just slicing
everything.
How can
you be any white woman and like sleep next to that guy without having an eye open? You know what, Juice? Why don't you go ahead and take a nap and I'll just kind of sit here in the chair.
Sleep on the couch, okay? I'll be out here.
No, no ice cream, thanks. Fucking murdering cocksucker. Murdering thief and cocksucker. See, they did it with the movie.
Of all time, he says, well, he has 16 wins in this hot dog eating contest. And he said, the Vegas line, you have to put up $5,000 to win $100. If you bet on him to win this
he
year.
He doesn't even know what he's saying anymore.
And the over and under, he told me on 71 or 72 hot dogs, well, I forget what he said the over and under was. Now, I know there were a little delay there because of thunderstorms, but Joey Chestnut, you know, first of all, eating hot dogs, that's not a sport. He says, well, it's a competition. I said, well, everything is a competition. If you want to
murder, getting away with murder,
getting away with it,
knife disposal at the airport. Getting blood off your shoes.
Now, the only
getting
thing that
back
wasn't
to the limo without breaking a sweat on a really hot night.
The only thing that wasn't a competition was running from the cops.
No, that was not. No,
that was just like a parade down the I-5.
But we got AC to thank for that. So.
Talk about what he says. Well, it's a competition. I said, well, everything is a competition. If you want to take all of this stuff, let's talk about Will Chamberlain, great basketball player.
Is he making the case that he's the greatest athlete of all time? Is that what he's trying to do here?
No, I think he's disagreeing with the idea
of Mr. Chestnut's
Joey Chestnut
athletic ability.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be, and I don't know enough about it. Bob and Tom talks to him every year after the 4th of July thing. There's got to be a lot to it. And what I'm fascinated by is the post Nathan's hot dog eating contest shit. I've got to know what that shit's like.
Go for it.
I'm not saying I want to experience it, but about 3 a.m. on July 5th, it has got to be a gastrointestinal.
I'm thinking, okay, here's what I'm thinking. You could go for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest post-event shit experience. Probably if you, stuffed a balloon up your ass and filled it with about 5 pounds of chocolate pudding.
By the way, why don't we get into the habit of taking whoopee cushions and filling them with sausage gravy and having people sit on them? he just all squirts out.
Gross. Let's see, I'd use chocolate pudding because that would be.
It's a good waste of sausage gravy, though. Your way is cheaper, I bet.
What, chocolate pudding?
Yeah. You're saying pudding cloud. Oh.
Don't use that pudding over there. That's my special blend. That's the Kaiser special blend.
Oh, that's my raping pudding.
Don't use my raping pudding for the whoopee cushions. My raping pudding.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you do, don't eat my special raping pudding.
unless you want to sleep like the dead. You put that raping pudding down.
Oh, yeah, you rank up with things leaking out of your orifices, that's for sure. If I were you, I wouldn't trust that raping pudding. Raping.
I think you got a show title.
It's a show title, yeah.
That's my raping pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, fuck me.
This is my... The Kaiser's special blend raping pudding.
Oh, yeah. That's the special blend. It's me, Pill Cosby.
Pill Cosby.
Uh.
Oh, go to sleep now.
Oh, yeah. Nighty night, sweetheart.
That's my raping pudding.
As soon as you said.
Jesus Christ.
Now, let's just take 30 seconds to break that down. The anatomy of a joke. When you said my special blend, raping pudding immediately. I mean, instantaneously popped into my head. And the whole time, I didn't want to step on your leg, but the whole time I was going, please don't say raping pudding.
Please.
Because I can't wait to drop this atomic bomb of a line. Oh, fuck me, is that funny.
$1,000 to win $100. If you bet on him to win this year, and the over and under, he told me on 71 to 72 hot dogs, well, I forget.
I think he ate like 63 or 65 or something, which is a fuck ton.
Hot dogs in buns?
Yes. Now, you can eat them separately, but you have to eat hot dog and bun, yeah.
I hate eating.
Over and under was. Now, I know there were a little delay there because of thunderstorms, but Joey Chestnut, you know, first of all, eating hot dogs, that's not a sport. He says, well, it's a competition. I said, well, everything.
About eating Häagen-Dazs juice. How about that? Couldn't let her eat.
That's a federal crime in Juice's mind.
You couldn't let her eat a pint of ice cream without fucking slicing her neck?
Let me make some more room for you to shovel that in. Open that up for you a little bit.
I'm only angry. I didn't think of that. Son of a bitch, that makes me mad.
You shove that whole pint right in down your gullet now.
Flop your skull open and put this
competition. I said, well, everything is competition. If you want to take all of this stuff, let's talk about Wilt Chamberlain, great basketball player. And he claimed he slept with 3,000 women. Now, sleeping with them women would be an athletic endeavor. I would have to say.
God, really, Gravy?
I mean, it would be for me at this stage of the game. Heart attack inducing. This, you know what I'm talking about? Holy fuckaroni.
Time, but I don't accept that because if you took, screwing as a
screwing
athletic achievement.
He doesn't mean screwing the knife into her windpipe. He means like
you
fucking
quick little.
Yeah.
Thomas would be the greatest athlete of all time because he screwed more. I would have to say he's the greatest athlete of all time, but I don't accept that because if you took screwing as a athletic achievement, then I think Clarence Thomas would be the greatest athlete of all time. I'm an African American. He has screwed more people than anybody, if you ask me.
Well, you.
No, I'm not getting the joke.
Well, Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court, and he's saying that. That's a little bit of political commentary there from the juice. That's a little spicy.
A little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
A little spicy gravy. What a rambling fucking retard.
He screwed more people.
He really is a fucking...
than anybody, if you ask me. Actually, I think people like to say the decathletes are the best athletes.
Spit it out, you mumbling disaster. God damn it.
He's just a mess.
Fucking
he is just a fucking mess.
It's like talking about like having my dad do a TikTok video.
Ron,
Jesus Christ.
It'd be like 3 seconds long.
He'd
look at you and go,
because I know if it wasn't for money, a whole lot of football players and basketball players, and even some baseball players, would have probably been decathletes right now. Can you imagine if somebody like DK Metcalf?
These ball players fucking... and they'd probably be decathletes. Whoops.
Slice.
Host running backs and DBs, if they, went out to be a decathlete, what they could have done. I know I would have done well.
He doesn't even know what a fucking decathlete is. Idiot.
In my case, from my opinion, I think running and jumping really defines an athlete. I would not.
Never mind. I can't say this. I can't say this. So he favors the Mexicans. Is what I'm hearing from the gravy. Run, jump, swim.
I feel like that whole fart was on a certain border. Did you say run, jump, swim?
That was just now getting to
sorry,
you.
Sorry, huh? I was tripping. Oh, my God.
If I smell that, you're done. Jerk it. Jerk it.
I don't want to show you my method.
Yeah.
I edited a show a week or two ago where I talked about dry jerking. Jesus Christ. I fucking howled. Oh, shit. I said something about lubing up my fist. No, no, it's at the end of the So Help Me Todd video store that's okay. out right now. I talk about dry. We did anything to not talk about that garbage.
That show was so stupid.
And so I was talking about how I had to jerk with a dry fist because I'm trying to come. I'm not trying to spend half a night getting a load out. And I fucking laughed. God damn it, did I laugh? Holy shit.
As long as you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think running and jumping really defines.
Running, jumping over a fence.
Running, jumping, swimming really defines the Mexican culture.
Run, Jesus. Running from the bodies, jumping, jumping into the limo.
Jumping bail.
Yes, yes.
Tom Brady, the greatest athlete of all time, despite seven Super Bowls, maybe the greatest quarterback, but certainly not the greatest athlete. To me, the greatest athlete that I saw was Carl Lewis. The way he runs, the way he jumped, to me, that defines what a great athlete is. In any event,
the way he just sliced through the air.
Get your 17th championship, but I'm not calling you the greatest.
Oh, my God. This is... Jesus Christ, fucking 10 minutes of our life we're never going to get back.
A team of researchers analyzed data from nearly 90 nations to uncover which country's men have the largest average erect penis size.
Largest?
Largest.
Average?
Yes.
Erect penis.
Yep.
What country? Okay. Where do they get this data from?
I don't know. Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Yep. 6.9, a mammoth, 6.93 inches. Let's see. Claimed the Ecuadorian males are the world's most well-endowed, tipping the tape measure at an impressive 6.93 inches. The U.S. didn't measure up in the Wang War, says this article.
Wang War.
Coming in all the way down in 60th place, the United States.
Yeah?
Yes. The average erect male penis
in the
United
US
States
is
5.35 inches. And I'm telling you, if you take mine twice, no, a massive 5.35. Holy smokes. It's because I'm white. I think that the black guy's kind of, you know, tilt the scale.
Yeah, that means, Jesus, God almighty.
Yeah. Whew. I think if you have 2 12-inchers and, you know, 3 or 4.
Where are they getting this data from? Who submits their fucking erect? It's not like they ask it on the census.
Oh, just fucking answer. I mean, just ask me. I'll tell you. But I'm measuring from the balls because it counts. Fuck you.
I thought you laid down and measured from the floor up.
Well, I anticipate as I get older, gravity begins to do its business. Well, it must be accurate because check this out. Chinese men measure 5.15 inches erect, while Russian dudes do only slightly better at 5.2 inches. Meanwhile, Cambodia came in last. They're putting the bone in Cambodia. Am I right, you guys?
Got them little tiny rice dicks.
Came in on the list. Made her 3.95.
Jesus Christ. Huh. What are you doing, Cambodia?
Huh. Southeast Asia. That's weird, huh? Hmm. The smallest cocks. That's strange. And weird.
Huh.
6.93 feels like a piece.
6.9?
That feel. I mean, do we have a? I mean, that's a. You know.
I used to have a tape measure in here, but I.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah. I don't know where it went.
Cameroon, Bolivia, Sudan, Third World, all, you know, Haiti.
Oh, it's voodoo. That's what they're doing.
Voodoo. Voodoo. You don't get to a first world country on this list. Okay, Netherlands, in ninth place, 6.24 inches.
6.24, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
I bet you probably never realized I'm fairly... pretty fair complected that I was Ecuadorian, did you?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Is there a punchline to that, or?
I had a big dick.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did she refer to a mediocre Irish hog?
Yes. That was the episode where you Yeah, the episode where you went to piss during the show, yeah. And I said that you had to shake some length into it. Your mediocre Irish hog. Okay, here's something we can do.
Hang on, I got to read you this text.
I'm listening.
I just got a text from my buddy Mike.
Okay.
Who finally, I've convinced him. He says, I am well into season 2 of Deadwood, and I'm hooked.
Yeah, good boy. Finally talked him into it, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
He watches a lot of TV at his shop while he's working, but he's working. So, and he said it before, he goes, I need to give that show the attention.
You got to sit down with
it. He goes, because what I've realized, you miss. I'm like, you miss.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention.
Yep. Okay. Taco Bell's Volcano Menu.
Yes.
It is expected to return to menus on June 29th, and to celebrate the menu's highly anticipated return, the fast food chain teamed up with Paris Hilton to launch the brand's first advice phone line.
What?
Hilton, known for her 2000-era catchphrase, that's hot, will run the That's Hot advice phone line for a limited time. People can call.
Oh, can they?
They can.
No shit.
Toll free, I have the number here, to listen to pre-recorded content from Paris Hilton until August 2nd.
I'm good on that.
It's a long way to go to cut something out. That was a waste of time. I thought that was going to actually be a thing, but no.
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, when I say it was going to be a thing, let me clarify, because I didn't think it was going to be a real thing, but. I didn't think it was going to be that.
That was bad.
That was
gross.
That was the shits. I have seen a video, though, of her at 19 years old.
Yeah.
Sucking a dick that's better than half the blowjobs I've gotten in lifetime. So I have to fucking whip my cock out when she's reading that menu. Yeah, baby.
That's hot.
Yeah. Was it?
That's hot. That's really hot. That's really, really, really. We got it.
We got it, Paris.
Shut up. Fucking vapid twat.
She had a book out that sold well for a minute. Paris Hilton did.
There's no way she can write.
No, there's no fucking way, buddy.
All right.
No, it was someone wrote it, or she talked into a recorder, and someone put it together, or whatever. But
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way she knows what a fucking book is. There's no way she can write one.
Pull up, like, Paris Hilton now. Pull up a picture of her. Because I'm telling you, I might throw it at her. I might give it to her.
I'll help I have.
Oh, my God. She's 42, according to the Google machine.
Oh.
Old maid. Holy shit.
I never thought she was that pretty anyway. She just didn't do it for me. These are older pictures, aren't they?
Yeah, do Paris Hilton now. Or like, yeah. Like... I'm watching you type as an adventure.
Well, you know, I'm only viewing it from half a mile away.
I didn't tell you to put it all the way over there.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, quit being old.
Go fuck yourself.
Quit being old.
Fuck you.
I mean, she looks like a, well.
I don't think she looks that different.
I'm not going to pretend I wouldn't come in her. That's ridiculous.
Okay, now that looks like an older, that looks like.
Of course I would drop a load inside of her. That's crazy. Whoa, that's like a broke Gwen Stefani right there. That's a tough piece of business. Who's her husband? Now look at that picture on the left. Age is a killer, man.
Oh, it really is.
Because I don't know how old she is in that picture on the left, but that's the shit right there. And then you go to her, and she's just someone's mom, and she's just, you know, ugh.
Ew.
Exactly.
Yes. See, I just never thought she was that. She's got a weird eye, nose, lip thing going on there. It's just.
It's, well, you know what? Now that you mention that, it is reptilian.
It is, very.
It's
just, yeah, I mean.
She looks like she ought to be stepping off the spaceship at the day the Earth stood still.
Right.
Ooh, unrecognizable. That's a shame.
Look at age, that. Look at that.
Age. Oh.
That's a.
Man.
That's a teenage photo right there.
Age is a killer, man, because that video, when she's fucking that guy, she's 19, and it's the way. But. Who's she married to? Broke Hunter Biden, looks like.
Yeah, no shit. Brady Quinn.
Anywho. Well, listen, everybody. Wow, that's a nice little... She had a great body on her. Nice little titties on her. Oh, just young and just... Yeah, I cannot sit here to pretend I wouldn't come in her still, because you have to, for the story. I got to know what story. That's like. I got to know if she still gets out of bed from the dick and answers her phone like she did in that video. I got to know. That's the most normal, go back one, that's the most normal she's looked at any picture is that one right
that
there.
That one right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like her nose is too long. I don't mean it like if you view it from the side, it looks normal. But when you look at her straight on, it's just it takes up her half her fucking face.
It's like when you look at Beavis straight on. All right. So anyway, that was a lot of time we wasted.
What was that chick that?
Oh, they did the reality show together.
Yeah,
it was. Someone is screaming at their phone right now. Nicole Richie.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Nicole Richie. She was a little midget girl, too. She was tiny little.
Yeah.
Thing. She was never fuckable to me. Paris was at least fuckable. But Nicole Richie never did it.
And that was, what, one of Lionel Richie's kids, right?
I think so,
Richie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And she ended up trying, and I have, you know, and I could talk about this, but I know she's trying to be legit doing something, I think.
Who? Nicole Richie?
Yeah.
Was she not legit before?
I don't, you know, when you're doing reality shows, is it really?
Tagging on Paris Hilton's coattails?
Yeah, I mean, is it really a real thing?
No, you know, no, it's not. Look where it gets you.
Maybe she had another show recently.
Did she?
I think she did.
I don't know.
Paris Hilton's got one gift. And I've seen it in that video. It's a pretty good dick sucking for a 19-year-old girl. And it's only gotten better from then, you know.
Oh, net craft.
You rarely see a girl who's a good dick sucker young get worse as she gets older, you know. You got it. Hone that craft. Hone that bone. Am I right? Anyway, enough with this fucking nonsense. Just got pizza waiting for him. And I'm going to go home and
jerk off to the Taco Bell hotline.
You know what? I may have to spill some seeds, man. Oh, tomorrow's payday. If I didn't have to go out of town next week, I would be gambling like crazy tomorrow. If I didn't have to go out of town next week. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next week on TDO Radio.
Oh, the show's over? Huh?